7 killed in Russian drone strikes on Ukraine ahead of peace talks in Saudi Arabia. By Breitbart London on March 23, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. At least 7 people were killed after Russia launched a barrage of drones across Ukraine overnight on Sunday, according to local Ukrainian officials and emergency services. The attack on the Ukrainian capital came ahead of ceasefire negotiations in Saudi Arabia, in which Ukraine and Russia are expected to hold indirect U.S.-mediated talks on Monday to discuss a pause in long-range attacks targeting energy facilities and civilian infrastructure. The Ukrainian delegation is expected to meet with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia a day ahead of the indirect talks, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said. Ukraine is planning to send technical teams to discuss the details of the partial ceasefire. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, said he expected some real progress at the talks in Saudi Arabia Monday, particularly as it affects a Black Sea ceasefire on ships between both countries, and from that you'll naturally gravitate into a full-on shooting ceasefire. Asked about concerns that Russian President Vladimir Putin may be looking beyond Ukraine and could press further into Europe, even if Russia is awarded territory within Ukraine now, Witkoff said he has been asked his opinion on what Putin's motives are on a large scale. "I simply have said that I just don't see that he wants to take all of Europe. This is a much different situation than it was in World War II. In World War II there was no NATO. You have countries that are armed there. I take him at his word in this sense. And I think the Europeans are beginning to come to that belief, too. But it sort of doesn't matter. That's an academic issue. The agenda is stop the killing, stop the carnage, let's end this thing." Russia launched 147 drones across Ukraine overnight, according to the Ukrainian Air Force. Ukrainian air defenses shot down 97, and 25 others didn't reach targets due to Ukrainian countermeasures. The attack struck the Kharkiv, Sumy, Chernihiv, Odessa and Donetsk regions, as well as the capital, Kyiv. 3 people, including a 5-year-old child, were killed and 10 others were injured in a drone attack on Kyiv, the city's military administration said. Extended sounds of explosions were heard across the Ukrainian capital in the early hours as the air raid blared for over 5 hours. Russian drones and debris from shot-down drones, which were flying at lower altitudes to evade air defenses, fell on residential buildings. Ukrainians at the scene of the attacks in Kyiv surveyed the damage done to their homes and neighborhoods on Sunday morning. Many were disparaging of the upcoming ceasefire talks, pointing to the burned-out homes destroyed in the drone attack, saying these were more indicative of Russia's true intentions. In an old multi-story building on Kyiv's left bank that was damaged in the overnight attack, Dmytro Zapadnya, 37, said he had no faith in Russia upholding any ceasefire agreement. "There is no point in signing anything with Russians, because it will not be worth the cost of paper where you put this signature. Well, the only thing that is not very pleasant is that now the United States seems to have little understanding of our situation," he said. Elsewhere, 4 people were killed in Russian attacks on Ukraine's Donetsk region, regional governor Vadim Filoshkin said, including 3 who died in a strike on the frontline Ukrainian town of Dobropetia. In a statement on social media, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said attacks such as the one in Kyiv were a daily occurrence for Ukraine. "This week alone, more than 1,580 guided aerial bombs, almost 1,100 strike drones and 15 missiles of various types were used against our people," he said. "New solutions are needed, with new pressure on Moscow to stop both these strikes and this war." Also on Sunday, Russia's Ministry of Defense said it had shot down 59 Ukrainian drones overnight, including 29 over the region of Rostov and 20 more over southwestern Astrakhan. In Rostov, 1 person was killed and a car caught fire due to the Ukrainian drone attack, according to the area's temporary governor, Yuri Slyusar. A woman also died in the Russian border village of Novostroivka Pravaya in the Belgorod region when a Ukrainian drone hit a car in which she was traveling. The driver, the woman's daughter, was also seriously injured in the attack, said local governor Vyacheslav Gladkov. Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to ksindulka@breitbart.com.